Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. It's my college football history. Today, I got my top 9 college linebackers of all time. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. My top 9. Now, I'm not going to agree with everybody. Sure enough, there's been some great linebackers in play this college football game, so I can't get everybody on the list. So I'm going on the list of my personal preference of watching them play through all my 61 years on this earth. And I think I got a good group. Now, there's going to be some argument. Ain't no question about it. I left some players off. They probably deservingly be on this list. But it's my list. Mr. Football, Vincent Turner, here at 100 Yards Football. Enough said. So let's start with number 9. Like him or not, but man, when he came onto the college scene, Oklahoma football program went to another level. His name was the Bars, Brian Bosworth. Outstanding football player. His time at Oklahoma, they went 31-4-1. But he set a school record with 22 tackles in the game. But just his skill set, difference maker. He had the uncanny ability to go sideline to sideline, make plays. He was strong, 6'3", 250, can run like a deer. And what I like about Brian Bosworth is that he was the model of a modern-day linebacker. All I have to say, go to the Miami game, 1986. Number one Oklahoma versus number two Miami in the Orange Bowl. And look what he did on the field that day. Remember the coin toss? Alonzo Highsmith came out in the middle of the field with Jerome Brown and Winston Moss. And what did Alonzo Highsmith tell Brian Bosworth? I'm not scared of you, B-I-T-C-H. Bosworth didn't falter. He didn't back down. That football game, he put the wood on Melvin Braxton. He put the wood on Brian Blaze. He was a difference maker. I'm sorry. Even though his career didn't end right with the Seattle Seahawks because he had bad shoulders, but that young man out of Boomer Sumner University, Oklahoma, was one of the best linebackers I've ever seen play. Coming in at number 8 on my list. A lot of love goes to Florida State. If you've been watching 100 Yards Football, that's been a gentleman named Bobby Butler who played and set the tone with his teams of 78 and 79 and put Florida State on the map in 80. And he gave the award or the crown of Florida State being DBU. But see, let me tell you something. Derrick Brooks is making some noise for Florida State to be a linebacker you. I could have easily went with Ray Lewis from the University of Miami on this list. But you know what? Derrick Brooks did more in college. And he was an outstanding pro. But what I liked about him in Florida State, he was a playmaker. Difference maker. With speed. 274 tackles. 5 interceptions. 8.5 sacks. 13 interceptions. 4 fumbles. 3 fumble recoveries. High level. And the thing I like about Derrick Brooks, he was an academic All-American 3 years at Florida State. I know I was doing something right putting him number 8 on my list. Number 7 on my list. We got to go old school. Midwest, the monster of the Midway, Dick Butkus. Think about that last name, Butkus. Even rings friend to you. Dick Butkus, 6'3", 245, was a two-time All-American at Illinois. At two positions, he was a center on offense and a linebacker on defense. 374 tackles at Illinois. Before he even got to Chicago, they were saying he was a well-conditioned animal. Now, I don't know what animal they're talking about. Was a tiger, lion, pet bull, raccoon, or whatever. But they say every time Dick Butkus hit you, back when he was at Illinois, he wasn't not trying to put you in the hospital. He was trying to put you six under in the cemetery. He was mean. And when he came through the hole, he was some nice. I'm going to tell you a real story. I had a roommate named Roland Thompson from Pine Bluff, Arkansas, my freshman year at the University of Arkansas. He was a grad student. He had a cousin that played with Butkus with the Chicago Bears. And he managed a little boy. He went to training camp. And they must have been going half speed. And he said his cousin got the ball and tried to go through the two-hole. Dick Butkus hit him so hard, lifted him off the ground. And it almost was a riot out there doing training camp. That's how ferocious and low down Dick Butkus was on the football field. And number six, George Webster, Michigan State, baby. Now, a lot of people don't remember George Webster, but I do because I was 6 years old, and that's when I started watching football at a high-level college level. See, George Webster was 6'4", 218 out of the state of South Carolina. And what he had, he was a skilled guy. Style, speed, size. He was like that song back in the day by the Four Tops. I'll be there. George Webster was there on the defense that had the legend Bubba Smith, a consensus All-American, 1965, 1966. If you don't agree with me, go look at his game film. Went on and had a great career with the Houston Oilers. Enough said. Coming in at number five. Roll Tide. You know I had to put an Alabama linebacker on now. Cornelius Bennett. Nicknamed Biscuit. I remember his senior year. I was living in Knoxville, Tennessee. I went to watch them play Tennessee that season. Very good Alabama team. Had Mike Shula. Alabama ended up blowing Tennessee out that football game. But what I saw a guy that was ripped. Built like a Greek god, had outstanding speed, vertical, went hard every play, 287 career tackles, 21 sacks. He was all over the field against Tennessee that day. But the meanness, the lateral movement, it was outstanding. Biscuit, Cornelius Bennett comes in at number five on my list. And number four, athlete out of a comic book page, LeVar Arrington. Scary, mean, father was a sergeant in the army. Boy, when LeVar Arrington was at Penn State, they had some great linebackers. Don't get me wrong, Jack Ham back in the day was considered a great linebacker, no question about it. But LeVar Arrington brought another different flavor to the linebacker position at Penn State. He was athletic. Had NBA jumping ability. I seen him block kicks. Had sprinter speed. And when I talk about jumping ability, he used to come off the edge and jump. It looked like he was going up and away, like the fifth dimension. Had that song, up and away. He had that Clyde Drexler, Fast Slammer Jammer, leaping ability. David Thompson in North Carolina State. Dominique Wilkins, the human highlight film. LeVar Arrington was like that on the football field. 1999, 72 tackles, 20 tackles for loss, 9 sacks. It was no question about it. He might have been the best player in all of college football. I had to put him on my list at number three. At number four, LeVar Arrington. At number three, South Florida in the house. Miami. Father was a pilot during the Vietnam War. Derek Thomas. All these great linebackers I've talked today about, Robert Bazile, Brian Bosworth, Biscuit Cornelius Bennett, Lawrence Taylor. That's no one had a first step as explosive as this young man. We know what he did on the pro level when he got with the Kansas City Chiefs and how he became a guy that had, 9 sacks in one game. But his 3 seasons at Alabama, he had 52 sacks. But the thing about Derek Thomas, he was the Buckus Award winner in 88, was that he had 27 sacks as senior year, 18 sacks as a junior. And, man, look at that. Look at that. Look at that body on the screen. It seemed like every time he could not be blocked. I remember that Penn State game that year, his senior year, he had like 4 or 5 sacks. It was like something that you need to write a book about. Since we got everybody writing a book, I hope somebody write a book about this great young man and his time at Alabama National Football League, because there's no question about it. He's one of the greatest linebackers to go down playing the game on both levels. South Florida finest, Derek Thomas, Roll Tide, University of Alabama. And number two, could have easily been number one, but I'm not going to be biased. Saw the young man play in college because I was at the University of Arkansas, 78-81. I saw him play my sophomore year in college. Matter of fact, Baylor played Arkansas homecoming. I said that young man was going to be in the National Football League one day. And I said he was going to make an impact. He did. Being part of one of the greatest defenses in 1985, the Chicago Bears. But when he was at Baylor University, brother, outstanding, marvelous. 662 tackles. The game I seen him in against Arkansas my sophomore year, the man had 33 tackles. I believe the same year against Ohio State, he had 31 tackles. The guy was meant to play football. Size didn't matter. Speed didn't matter. He was just a guy with the eyes. Made plays. And I was honored and pleased to see him up close and personal. Outstanding football player. Maybe the greatest football player in Baylor football history. Number two on my list, Michael Singletary out of Houston, Texas. And number one, we know what happened when he got to the National Football League. But see, a lot of people didn't know about him when he was in North Carolina until maybe his senior year. We really had his coming out party in the Gator Bowl his junior year. As the great Buddy Curry, one of his former teammates, said, and I asked Mr. Curry, what made Lawrence Taylor so great? He said it was God-given ability. And said he knew Lawrence Taylor was going to be one of the best linebackers that ever played this game when he was early on as a sophomore. The thing about Lawrence Taylor, I got a question in North Carolina, Tyus' coaching staff. As a freshman, they tried to make him a D-tackle. I questioned the Ty Hills at that time. Y'all must have been drinking to think about putting that man in nose tackle because he got unleashed at the linebacker position. His senior year, he had 16 sacks, 6 tackles for loss. But what made Lawrence Taylor so tough, and this is a guy understand, didn't even lift weights hard. Country strong, size, speed. Wasn't scared. He wasn't on football players back in the day. You run away from because you're scared because he's coming every play. He didn't care. It's like Dick Butkus. He one time he sent you to the hospital. He was trying to put you 6 under. The instincts, A+. The quickness, A+. Shot out of a cannon, A+. In a world of his own domination. A warrior. Lawrence Taylor comes in at number one on my list. As all-time college linebackers. And we will know what he done when he got to the National Football League. In my opinion, the greatest that ever played this position. When you talk about linebackers on any level, Lawrence Taylor better be in the conversation. And I've been on this face of the earth 61 years, and I've talked to several people in my life. Every time the linebacker position is brought up, guess who names comes out first? Lawrence Taylor, New York Giants, and he did it on the biggest stage on Broadway, the neon lights. So, my top 10 linebackers, one more time as I go over the list. The man out of Oklahoma, Brian Bosworth, comes in at number 9. Boomer Sooner. All you got to do is go back to the Miami game, 1986. Number 1, Oklahoma versus Miami, number 2. Florida State Finest by way of Pensacola, Florida. Derrick Brooks. True story. I've been able to go to one Super Bowl in my whole lifetime. 2003, I believe. 2002. Tampa Bay and the Oakland Raiders. Derrick Brooks had 2 interceptions. 1 went for a touchdown in that game. That's why at Florida State, his nickname was the Playmaker. Coming in at number 7. Dick Buckus. Mean, uncontrollable. As I said once before, the words about Dick Buckus coming out of the University of Illinois and then going right down the road and playing with Chicago Bears. When he hits you, listen to this closely. When he hits you, he was trying to put you 6 under in the cemetery. That's all I got to say. Number 6, George Webster. A lot of people are saying, why I'm giving respect to this young man. All I know, when I was watching Michigan State back in the day with Jimmy Ray, Gene Washington, Bubba Smith, he stuck out. Consensus All-American, style, speed, size. One more time, the 4 tops, I'll be there. That was George Webster coming in at number 6 on my list. And number 5, the Biscuit Man, Roll Tide, Sweet Home Alabama, Big Wheels Keep Turning, Mr. Cornelius Bennett. All I have to say, when I saw him play against Tennessee in 1986, I just knew that man right there, rip cut specimen, 6'3", about 245, he was going to be in the league. And he wreaked havoc when he got to the next level with the Buffalo Bills. And number 4, I call him superhero. Penn State Finest. Man, LeVar Arrington, what an athlete. All I keep thinking about is him blocking kicks and coming off that edge, jumping up, going over people. LeVar Arrington was special. He comes in at number 4. And number 3, my man, Derek Thomas, Roll Tide again. University of Alabama. The greatest first step I've seen any defensive end, outside linebacker, rushing a passer. Man, was he quick. Legitimate 4-3 guy coming off the edge. I know Will Anderson is a tremendous football player at the University of Alabama. But I'm sorry. The greatest outside linebacker coming off the edge, maybe in college football, at the University of Alabama's Derek Thomas. 27 sacks a senior year. Enough said. coming in at number two. Sound play up close and personal, baby. And the thing about Michael Singletary was the eyes. The eyes. Shining star. 3-year captain. Production. 662 tackles in his career. Against Arkansas, I sat up in the stands at Fayetteville Stadium, which seated about 45,000 fans at the time. And man, that guy made tackle after tackle. Then the same year, he had 31 tackles against Ohio State. I don't have to say no more. Went on to a great career and really was the mastermind of probably the greatest defense in a single season with the 1985 Chicago Bears, Michael Singletary. Number two on my list. And number one, I'm going to end it very quickly and very shortly. Even though Lawrence Taylor's career hasn't went as well after he's retired, but I tell you what, by far he was the best player coming out of that 1981 draft. That's what we know for sure. We know this for sure. He changed the game for the outside linebacker getting paid today and rushing the passer. A young country boy out of Virginia. And he was a guy that wasn't even a workout guy. Just think about if Lawrence Taylor really dedicated himself to the weight room. He could have been unbelievable. But he still was. And it's called God-gifted talent. Senior year, 16 sacks, 6 tackles for loss. But we didn't know what was going to hit New York. Lawrence Taylor comes in number one as my all-time college linebacker.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
I want to give special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen this day. All I can say about these great linebackers is like the great George Benson. All y'all was on Broadway in your college careers. Neon light shining on you. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Thank you.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.